This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
After nearly a decade of state-mandated tuition freezes, the University of Wisconsin system has the lowest level of leftover tuition revenues since 2008. Rich Kramer reports that comes at a time when state universities are facing unprecedented financial losses due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
UW Stout Faculty Senate Chair Glenda Jones says she knew her campus was facing financial problems from declining enrollment even before the coronavirus pandemic forced its closure this spring. What she didn't know is that UW Stout was about to post a negative tuition reserve balance in June.
This summer, myself, I was just thinking, like, are we going to make it through this, you know, or is the state legislature going to come and lock the doors?
Just 2 years before, UW Stout had more than $8 million in tuition reserves for managing declines and unexpected costs.
You know, I just really didn't know how bad things were going to get, and I did feel some resentment about not having those reserves.
University systems in places like California and Tennessee recommend 3 months of reserves to address unexpected costs or enrollment declines. But in 2013, Republican lawmakers were outraged to learn the UW system had nearly $650 million in reserves. The money came mostly from tuition, which had gone up by around 5% for 5 years in a row. So the legislature froze tuition, cut more than $250 million in state support, and told campuses to spend down their reserves. A WPR review of campus reserve funds found only one school had 3 months of operating expenses on hand. That can leave regional campuses like UW Stout in a tough position. This fall, enrollment is down again, this time by about 5%. That means around $2 million less in tuition revenue than expected. The campus has a plan to rebuild its tuition balance through employee furloughs, early retirement buyouts, and a potential restructuring of its colleges. UW Oshkosh and UW Stevens Point are working through similar plans. Stevens Point has nearly doubled its tuition balances by cutting nearly 60 staff positions and combining some degree programs. Greg Summers is the campus provost.
We also stabilized our enrollment and have even grown in some areas, especially in graduate programs. And that's helped contribute to the increased tuition balance. But the pandemic came along last spring, and it's kind of moved the goal line for us.
With tuition frozen at 2013 levels, he says they need more state support to stay in the black.
Otherwise, institutions like ours get squeezed. And that's just a math problem. It's not a political statement. It's just mathematics.
Republican State Representative Dave Murphy chairs the Assembly Committee on Colleges and Universities and thinks spending down reserve funds was the right thing to do.
Having some mechanisms in place that allow us to keep them at small levels and still feel comfortable that we're not putting the institution in any kind of a bad economic place, I think that's a reasonable way to handle our situations on campus.
Democratic State Representative Katrina Shankland also serves on the Colleges and Universities Committee. She says current financial problems at UW campuses navigating impacts from COVID-19 are the result of a created crisis.
My colleagues, the Republicans who forced UW system institutions to spend down their cash reserves, would say they need to be run like a business, but it's a common business practice to keep cash reserves on hand for financial emergencies like this one.
UW System Board of Regents President Drew Peterson says the board has spent years improving transparency about balances and is pleased campuses have reduced them as lawmakers required, but he recognizes something needs to change.
I think the tuition freeze puts campuses at a very challenged level just simply because that's your operating revenue and it doesn't change year over year.
But the pandemic is hitting Wisconsin families and state revenues hard. A push to raise tuition or find another way to give campuses a bigger financial cushion isn't likely. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.